views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get fired up for Spirit Fire Radio, your guide to practical mindfulness and meditation. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day. Watch yourself connecting in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now here's your hosts, Tim Darter and Steve Kramer.
Hello and welcome to Spirit Fire Radio. This is Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer. It's great to be with you. Thank you all for joining us once again. We are on step 14. As you know, each week we cover a step of Spirit Fire's practice of living awareness, our own meditation practice. And each week we invite guests on the show who sort of emulate and embody that particular step. They become the living expression of that step in the real world. We're all about making spirituality practical at Spirit Fire. And it's called the practice of living awareness. Practice, practicality. You just got to put it in place and use it every day. We're on step 14, which means we're on the last step. So this is a really exciting show. It's the actual living awareness step. So at this point in the practice, we're pretty much asking you to take all of the tools that you've learned, 1 through 13, and you decide for yourself, how do I apply them in my everyday? How do I take these meditation tools off the cushion and apply them into my everyday life? And we're really excited to have a couple of coaches, a couple of life coaches, both very interesting, intriguing guys that are with us today who have offered quite a bit to a lot of people on their side. We haven't had a life coach on our show. And Tim and I, we're always saying that we want to get a couple life coaches. We would love to talk about this idea of life coaching. And what's interesting and why we're so happy to have them on for this step is we're saying, okay, you know the tools. Now go out and use them. We feel like we've coached our meditators along for the last 14 weeks. And now it's really on you. Like, how do you live this awareness? How do you embody it? How do you take meditation or these tools of meditation into your everyday life? So we're so happy to have Matt O'Grady with us. And Matt, you're going to have to help me.
Karopmetri.
Karopmetri. Wow, what a name. It's a beautiful name, Karopmetri. So Tim, just tell us a little bit about Nat and Matt, and then we'll all get into talking.
Yeah, so Matt O'Grady is the author of two books, Living Gratitude, A Simple Path to Happiness, and The Law of Attraction Workbook. And he's the president of the Matt O'Grady Coaching, where he teaches his clients how to be happier, more successful, and grateful. And Nat is an intuitive coach, energy worker, author, and speaker himself, and he specializes in supporting energetically sensitive individuals to partner with love so that they can finally relax, feel secure, loved, and valued, and empowered in themselves. So thank you guys for joining us today.
Wonderful to be here.
We're going to be four on this call, which is kind of fun for us. I think it's the first time we've had four people. So yeah, me and Tim will be giving each other clues. We're here sitting across from each other, but it's a new challenge for you guys. So welcome. I would love to just start off by saying, I think our listeners would appreciate, because I know I will, what is a life coach? I had a friend with me this weekend who was celebrating a pretty significant birthday and some pretty significant times in her life. And she's kind of wanting to spiral it all up to sort of a new awareness in her life. And we were talking about different options. And she said, you know, I'm thinking about maybe a life coach, but we both asked each other, well, what really is that? So, you know, the difference between a life coach, when do you have a cognitive therapist? When do you have a psychiatrist? When do you turn to maybe your preacher or your pastor? You know, we've got options in our lives, and having a life coach seems to be something that's really come, you know, it's popular these days. It's something we hear a lot about. So I'd love to hear from the both of you, you know, what's the difference? What is that?
It's a great question. I think, and this is Matt, By the way, it's going to be interesting too with Matt and Nat, right? but we could just call Nat by his last name all night, right? Let's do that. So, you know, it is a great question. And Steve, you and I got a chance to chat about this a little bit yesterday. I think it's really a very interesting emerging profession because it kind of finds its own niche in between the therapist, the official counselor, the pastor, the reverend, the kind of religious guide that someone might have in their life and their life. And this becomes a niche where we kind of fit in between those things, simply focused on solutions. That's my kind of philosophy, if you will, is working with my clients to find solutions to whatever issues they're dealing with in their life. So it may be relationship-based, it may be business, because I own a digital marketing company, so a lot of my clients end up being entrepreneurs and people who kind of are in the business world, but also may have subjects that they're interested in evolving, like relationships, like a self-love practice, like a meditation practice. So it's been interesting to watch my practice unfold over the last 5 years as the business expands and my podcast expands and, you know, I'm writing books now and so on and so forth. New opportunities are coming to me that I never thought would happen before. Different subjects that people are interested in focusing on. So it's that's kind of my short story on what a life coach is.
So could I just jump in really quick, just to ask a quick question based on exactly what you said. So solutions, that's a pretty wide net. You know, I can imagine that there are people in sort of the corporate world who have assistants. You know, they've got a personal assistant that's really there for, okay, I need a vegan lunch today. No meat, that's my new thing. Where can I get my vegan lunch? And I want it to be hot. I want it here in 20 minutes. Make it happen. That's a solution. Uh-huh. That's totally practical. But I can imagine that there's also a sort of an interpersonal and a sort of an energetic aspect to this. So you must have to cast a really wide net. Solutions, that's big, huh?
It is. And I you know, to clarify, it wouldn't be that type of solution. You know, hey, if they wanted us to research that on the digital marketing side, I have a whole team of people that would be happy to help them with that. But no, you know, people come to us, you know, really with what their biggest challenge is in life. So the difference that I've heard from clients that they really appreciate is if they go to their pastor, they're going to get the religious version. If they go to their official therapist, that's either a psychologist or a psychiatrist, they're going to want to put them on drugs or kind of take them through a very specific scientific path to get there. And what I think makes life coaches a little more unique is kind of this freedom to be able to not have any of those specific labels or specific paths that we have to take through, is really find the path of least resistance for someone so that they could get started moving in a direction that feels good and that is helpful to them in the moment. So as I've been working with people, you know, I've got a list of testimonials on my page. You guys can check them out. But it's essentially this kind of real excitement that people get knowing that my number one job is to help them in any way that I can as their coach. So, you know, it kind of cuts through a lot of the red tape and a lot of the jargon and kind of, you know, past ways over the last decades that people have been looking at getting help. There's this niche where they can come up, they can work for 5 sessions or ongoing. It's really up to them how they want to do it.
Nice, nice. That's very clear. That's very helpful. And Nat, I really look forward to hearing from you, but I have one more question to ask Matt as he's, you know, my mind wants to connect your story with what you're saying now. I know that you spent time in the military and, yes. And so, you know, and Navy SEAL, I mean, you were really like in serious, serious training, you know, and so, you know, of the drill sergeant, you know, I also had this idea in my mind of like, perhaps a life coach is really a coach that's saying, get down and give me 10. There's a point where somebody is really helping you, you know, create that momentum and keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. And you think of a drill sergeant in doing that. Did you learn quite a bit from that experience? And does that come into your work today? Aspects of it. I know it wasn't gentle and I'm
yeah,
sure joyful.
I think, right. It was not much of a joyful experience, although there were some joyful moments along the way. I'd say more often than not through my military experience as a coach, and a teacher, I learned what not to do. And I'd say that some of the benefits from my military experience were two things, and that is self-discipline and persistence. So I think there's, in between the philosophy in the military, which has a lot to do with breaking people down and then building them back up, my philosophy is we don't need to break anything down. What will be helpful to you is realizing how much more potential you have inside you than you ever realized before. And it's you that's actually doing all of this work. It's the courage, it's the fearlessness, it's the strength that is going to come from you. And we're just going to find these really creative ways of having you realize this so you can apply it to your life in a really beautiful way. There were definitely benefits to the military experience, but I think there was a lot of learning how not to work with someone because it can be so injurious to their mental state, to their emotional state. And, when we're dealing with spirits, the spirit of work with someone, the energy of work with someone, I think, you're being given the absolute most precious opportunity I see in life is someone opening themselves up, becoming vulnerable and saying, I trust you, help me. And that, I have just complete chills as I say those words because I treat that as a sacred moment for me to bring the absolute best within myself to the practice with them and then coach them to the best of my ability to bring the best out of themselves.
Wow, beautiful words. I actually felt that chill as well. And obviously, you've just done so much, beautiful work from within to be able to put it so beautifully and be so clear. I hear you. Persistence and discipline are so necessary, but I agree 100% that breaking somebody down and having that be a sort of that we've got to go so through the negative just to get to the positive. I think I like the approach better of, hey, let's find all the positive and let's work with it. So super yes. Inspiring. I really can feel your words and just so respect now knowing a bit more of a life coach. So we're going to go to a break and I want to hear from Nat. I want to hear your approach and your ideas about being a life coach. So we're going to come back with Spirit Fire Radio in just a few minutes. Thanks for being with us.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. It's great to be with you. We are joined today by Matt O'Grady and Nat
Kropotry.
He's so very beautifully spelled it out for me in the message board, and I was searching for it. Matt Kropotry. And both Matt and Nat are life coaches, amongst other things, authors. They both have great podcasts, really, really wonderful. Been doing podcasts for quite some time, so it's great to be amongst our peers. But we have them on today talking about living awareness. We're talking about the last step of the practice of living awareness and what it means to really embody and learn to use the tools that have been introduced to you. So uniquely to us within the practice of living awareness, we've given you 13 tools, and the 14th being yourself, and how do you choose all the tools you've learned in meditation and ways to bring awareness into your life and express it in your day to day. And we've got two authors, two life coaches, two guys that are actually going to be at Spirit Fire with a great retreat coming up. And we're talking about life coaching. We were just talking to Matt about really what is a life coach and how have you used your life experience to shape this career of being a life coach. And Nat, I'd love to hear from you in this segment. So what does that mean to you, being a life coach?
Well, I think life coaching is such a big umbrella term. It's really blossomed. And as Matt was saying, there are so many different niches within life coaching. You know, there are some that are like the drill sergeant, and you know, all they do is help you stay accountable and taking the next action. And then there are others that do work perhaps like what I do. I help people become more aware of themselves and what works in their lives, or what habits work for them and what don't work for them, and just being kinder with themselves. So I think it's a full spectrum of work, and it all depends on what inspires you to get into the work and in whatever way that you're inspired to support people.
Nice. So we were saying that earlier, the umbrella. And what I sense in both of you is that there's certainly a spiritual connection, or at least there's a connection to inner energetics. I heard both of you really say words that are very enlightened words. And so is there an aspect of that? I'd love to hear how you came to that, you know, inner knowing of what is awareness and how can I help someone find that appreciation within themselves?
Sure. I mean, how I came to be doing this work was, you know, I put a lot of time and work into trying to make my life work, you know, putting effort into the job and making money and hoping I was going to gain fulfillment that way. And then I got sick, and I found a meditation center, and they taught me about energy, and I was feeling energy, feeling chi in a way that I only had read about before. And they taught me a lot about how our thoughts affect our energy and affect our health. And that naturally led me into thinking beyond that of how our thoughts, our beliefs affect our whole lives. So that was the springboard that led me into doing this work.
Well, wow, you find you, you know, you started right off saying the magic word. When we hear somebody say, I found a meditation center, you know, you automatically get a little star on your picture on our commuter. But, you know, absolutely. As I was saying, you know, I spent the weekend really with one of my best friend since I was little kid. We grew up together. We've known each other our whole lives. And we had all these wonderful just discussions about life and what it was. How did we get ourselves to the next level? And what is it? And it comes back to being able to look at yourself, to observe yourself. When we're together, we often do that. We'll spend all this time. We know, have so much history, so we get to have a real view of each other. But it's when we get a view of ourselves, when we can really observe ourselves, that we're kind of cooking with gas. And meditation is, I mean, it's important, you know, until we can see ourselves from a certain point of view, we really can't generate that appreciation and that compassion for ourselves and that gratitude. And I love that I hear in both of you that idea of sort of helping someone find their core and from that core find that happiness and the joy to create, you know, the experience and the life that they want to build from that. So beautiful. I mean, I wonder, is meditation a part of both of your lives?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, and I just wanted to say something, Alice, you said about looking at ourselves from a particular point of view, and that's really important because I was actually introduced to meditation when I was a kid. My dad was a big proponent. He took my brothers and I to the temple and we learned, and I was very aware of myself, but I was often aware of myself in a very skewed negative way, you know, not enough, not good enough, that, you know, that type of awareness didn't necessarily serve me. And but I think that through the years it allowed me to shift to a different point of view of, okay, you know, here's where I can use awareness for good and see the best out of me, see the greatness in me, and continue meditation in many forms.
Yeah. And then it becomes about embodying it. I mean, how do we live from that place? Because certainly we all know it comes back to our mind. I mean, all four of us here understand that, you know, a thought you think again and again becomes a belief, and that belief is really what shapes every day of your life. And until you can sort of start to have some control over these thoughts you think and realize that, well, there's empowerment, is the power over my thoughts, that from that point of departure, we can start shaping our future. But embodying it, living it, when I say words like embody and live, my energy goes right to my heart center. And it becomes really about heart, mind, and how do we live it? And from my heart, I then sense words like gratitude, appreciation, empathy, compassion. All of those come into play. So, you know, I know that's a big part of both of your lives, you know, nurtured by love, allowing love in. This retreat that's coming up has a lot of that heart-centered energy. So I would imagine it's a lot about embodying it as well. So I'd love to hear from both of you. You know, you work with these people, and I'm sure that when they're with you and you're coaching them or you're guiding them, that they can really get a good revved up sense of, you know, this is who I am. I'm really excited about my life. I'm ready to go forth. But it's the embodiment that becomes, you know, the trick. What kind of advice do you give to people to, you know, as we would say, off the meditation cushion, applying it? How do we make this a part of our day to day and actually embody it and live it in our lives?
Matt, you want to start?
Sure. You know, you said some really beautiful things, Nat and Steve. I think something that's really important to remember is as we start to build an awareness practice, I talk about my meditation practice that way a lot because so much of it for me is off the cushion, so to speak, or in yoga we say off the mat. And I think it's incorporating it into our day, just like you're talking about, you know, the theme of today's show, where the greatest opportunity lies for our lives is being in the moment of working, communicating, doing whatever errands or daily life aspects we're doing, and being aware of it, and being able to have this witness to be able to step back and see what's happening on the inner landscape of our experience. Yet I think any meditator, any practice person of awareness will tell you that if you just do that and you don't allow the heart to open and kind of work its way into the experience, we're really missing out on the most beautiful aspect that is available to us in this life. And that is engaging in the heart, becoming aware of what we're feeling and experiencing through this emotional center. You know, we often call that the heart mind. And so I just wanted to mention that because I feel like I have a lot of connections and clients and people talking about, you know, kind of like all the effort they're putting into meditation, how hard they're working at, and usually they're pretty caught up in the mind, caught up in the ego or kind of the intellectual structure at that point. And I invite them to just, you know, relax a little bit, sure, become aware, be as aware as you can comfortably and invite the heart in to kind of inform the experience.
Mm. And the breath, so important in that aspect of it too. And that is, Matt, what generates gratitude, is it not? I mean, it is a feeling. Gratitude is definitely something that is generated from that living awareness. Once we are in a place where we are living with awareness, it's almost difficult not to feel gratitude because this is it. Life is awareness. And when you're living it, you can't help but say, wow, I'm doing this. This feels great. Yeah. I'm a part of something pretty darn big. So Matt, you know, gratitude in a few words, we have a minute left before our next break. And I'd just love to hear a few words on, you know, you just wrote a book on gratitude. A few words, we'll go to a break and then hear more about this book.
Sure. I mean, I think that gratitude at the heart of it is an emotional experience. It's not just to have a practice and come up with a list of things that you can be grateful for. You know, I have to write it down in my gratitude journal and kind of, you know, do the thing. It's not as much of the action or the thought. It's the feeling that we receive, which opens us up, which relaxes us, which really starts to create a biochemical process that's happening in the body, release of endorphins and hormones that feel wonderful. Wonderful, and it leads to joy. And we know true, deep spiritual connection really has this this kind of experience of joyfulness. It doesn't have to be ecstatic screaming from the rooftops all the time. A lot of times it's this subtle kind of joyful experience that is just really powerful, but very much alive and awakening to us. So I find that the practice of gratitude really opens up the opportunities for me to have that experience. And that has been a life changer for me.
Wow, I love it. Joy has got to be one of my favorite words. So we're going to go to a break and come back, talk more about joy and gratitude. And Matt, your book. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio, where this week we're talking with Nat and Matt, both life coaches. And before the last break, we were starting to get into Matt's book called Living Gratitude.
Yeah, I love, Matt, that it's called Living Gratitude. You know, and our meditation practice is called Living Awareness. So there's really an aspect of living here, of really living it. And before the break, you were talking about gratitude and really that it brings about this joy. And I'd love to hear I guess we better get into the book. Well, I could talk about joy for about 3 solid days. But joy, you know, when I'm on a meditation cushion and I'm really aligned and I'm really connected, the experience of joy can be profound. And what's interesting to me about joy is it's not some sort of rush. It actually is just the feeling of living. Joy is the experience of having a living presence. And with that is a living awareness. It is a living gratitude. So we certainly have all that in common, you know, the 4 of us, that we understand this idea of living with blank. And so, Matt, your book is called Living Gratitude, A Simple Path to Happiness. So tell us a little bit about this book and what it's offering folks.
Sure. The real quick story on this is when I became a disabled veteran, my body was broken, my mind was shattered, my heart was broken, and I was trying to put my life back together in my early 20s and didn't know where to turn. And I found the Louise Hay book, Heal Your Life, and she was talking about gratitude in there. And I said, well, I have nothing to lose. Let me try. And I thought it was a placebo effect. I denied it. But for some reason, I kept coming back to the practice and realized after half a dozen times or so of practicing it, that some fundamental shift was happening in my life experience in those moments that I was grateful. It planted such a seed that now it's been a 2-decade practice for me and wrote the book on it. And the reason it's called Living Gratitude is because that I found, just like yoga, meditation, spiritual workshops and retreats, et cetera, is that when we compartmentalize it like that, it stays just like that. It stays as this kind of book we take off the shelf when we think of it. And my real inspiration in life is that we can take whatever is most helpful to us and live it. And so gratitude I chose is a really accessible way, without it being too mystical, without it being too esoteric spiritually, for people to access so much of the heart and beauty and joy in life while simply finding things to be grateful for. And so in the book, I go from starting with a body that has, that the fact that you have a body, the fact that you have breath, the fact that you have your senses, or at least most of them, or, you know, the sensation of touch and taste and being able to see and hear, you know, the real basics of just being alive can be the starting point for our gratitude practice. And then as we continue to take that outward, we find there's so much. As the more we look for things to be grateful for, the more that we're shown in our personal lives how much there is to be grateful for.
Mm. Well, and there is quite a bit. I love that you talked about just the physical of the breath. And we talk about subtle anatomy a lot on Spirit Fire Radio. I am an energy healing practitioner as well. I'm very interested in the subtle systems. And I was curious, you know, you mentioned Louise Hay, and I would have to say personally that that book, Heal Your Life, was a pivotal moment for me to pick up that book and really start to understand affirmations and the way affirmations work in our lives. And it really helped me connect thoughts in my mind and with my physical body, how the thoughts that I think affect my physical body. I'm wondering if you could tell listeners, gratitude, you know, it's a big word. And you were just talking about ways that we can embody gratitude physically. I imagine also with our senses, you know, you taste a grapefruit. There's something about grapefruit with me. I eat a grapefruit and I go, wow, that's the most amazing flavor I've ever. I can help but be appreciative that I am on a planet that's got grapefruits and that I have a tongue that can taste grapefruit.
Yes.
That's very physical, is appreciation on an emotional level. How does one know when they're actually feeling gratitude? Is that a question that you think? Yeah.
That's a great question. I think the shift is one of the areas. I mean, if you're already really happy in the moment, you might notice something that you appreciate, that you're grateful for. And so you might not notice a big shift in that state. However, if you're having a tough day and you say, okay, let me take a break from my toughness of the day and just focus on some of the good in my life. And you start to emotionally feel a little pick-me-up, a little, you know, boost in your step, so to speak. Your life feels, you feel a little relief and a little lightness in your being. And all of a sudden, that gives us kind of the juxtaposition to really experience the process of gratitude emotionally is when we say, hey, I'm having a difficult time, or I'm going through a change or a challenge. Let me see if I can shift my perspective a little bit, or just take a break from the stress or my worries or concerns and focus on some of the, because I know I have some good relationships. I know I have some good friends. I know that I have some good health aspects. I know that I have some good business aspects. You know, whatever it is, whether you go as simple as a roof over my head or the fact that, you know, this beautiful life-giving breath is moving through my body temple, it doesn't matter. Whatever you shift to that you truly are grateful for and appreciate, is you're going to find yourself affected emotionally. And when I'm already happy, I find that this practice of thankfulness really starts to open up doors to kind of ecstatic heights. And so for the, you know, on a radio show like this, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are already pretty deep in their practice. So I'd ask them to consider if gratitude could be something that could help take their already really well-established practice to even more beautiful heights than they already have experienced.
I love that idea. We often, so often approach it from sort of the wreck, the chaos. How do we get out of that? Because we all experience it. It's how we grow.
Sure.
It's how we evolve. There's not one of us that doesn't know it. But I also love that, to say, I'm already feeling great, and to have gratitude for that and allow that to take you higher, to even find a greater altitude on every energetic level. So I think allowing is also a really good word. As you were talking, I was receiving this word, allowing, that we can go over all of that in our mind, which being a list of that which I appreciate and I'm thankful for. And then once you start feeling, you start generating the feeling of ease, and you said a lighter feeling, to actually allow yourself to stay there uninterrupted. And that's one great thing that meditation gives you, you know, which is that you really can create some space in your mind and have a bit of control over, I'm not going to follow this thought just now. I can sit with this emotion and this feeling. So beautiful. And I think that the culmination of all three of those, loving the grapefruit, allowing the feeling, and knowing when to, with your mind, appreciate things. All of those together really become spiritual gratitude, because then you become a being that is encompassed all of those qualities, and you can sort of move through your day going, I'm actually living with gratitude, and that is consciousness expanding. You know, that I am a spiritual being who can and is living gratitude, living love, living awareness. So hooray, that's great answer, Matt. Lovely words, and great to hear you there. So speaking of living love, and we Tim and I just so happen to have a retreat center and run this nonprofit called Spirit Fire. And you guys are gearing up to actually be present with people, have people really process this together and process this in group. And we do it all the time. We couldn't be more excited about having a door that allows people into a very sacred space that is Spirit Fire and allows them to process. And we get to be a part of that, cook great food and watch this processing unfold. So I'd love to hear you talk a little bit about, you know, what you've got going on in the future with Spirit Fire. Either of you.
Nat, go ahead.
Yeah, Nat. The love, we want to hear from the love man.
We're both love men, man. I would say all four of us are love men.
Yeah, yeah.
So the retreat is, well, we're really excited for this retreat. It's for individuals, successful, intuitive, who, you know, they've accomplished a lot in life, but they still feel like something's missing. They feel like essentially they want to feel a deeper sense of love within themselves, a deeper fulfillment. And they have been hurt in the past. And so they have their guards up and they, you know, are afraid of being hurt again. And so it's like, how can we feel more love when we're afraid of it, when we don't trust it, when we've experienced pain with it? And that's essentially the space that we want to create for this retreat, is this really safe space where you're gently opened up to face your fears, to know that you're loved anyway, even though you have these beliefs about who you are, that perhaps you're not enough, or that you're not lovable, or whatever these lies that we believe in that keep us from experiencing love to the fullest.
Wonderful. I could use a little bit of that. I'm going to have to sneak out of the kitchen. What's beautiful is that we actually receive, you know, so much being present with this kind of processing and watching people in group. There's something amazing to being in group and creating that safe, very sacred space and processing together. There's nothing like that sense of interconnectedness. Yeah. Matt, what do you have to say?
I think that ultimately love is what we all want. And we all want more of it, whether we realize it or not. And more may be deeper, more intimate, more connected, more beautiful, whatever it is. And as I've been on this path, I've really come to, you know, pun intended, fall in love with allowing love. And so as I kind of unfold, my practice continues to expand. That's what I come back to. The thing that's most important to me are these relationships, the relationship with myself, with the people I care most about, and with the universe, God, Buddha mind, whatever you'd like to call it, this divine energy that's available to connect with in the world. And so love is really the thing. And I find that with my clients and with you know, my contemporaries, whenever we focus on that aspect of ourselves, of expanding our heart and allowing more love into our lives from ourselves and from the universe and from everyone else that we're connected to, all it does is increase the beauty of our experience. Things become that much more vibrant and enjoyable and smoother and relaxed and cool and fun. So why not love? more deeply, intimately connected. And so at this retreat, that's kind of the wish I have, is to create that safe, beautiful space that Nat is talking about, and just really kind of cultivate this deep compassion for people who may just be looking for some aspect of that to be much more a part of their lives.
Wonderful. You know, you guys have a really beautiful website, which explains so much of what you're talking about. So I'd love to tell them, Matt or Nat, could you give them the web address for this retreat?
Sure. It is allowlovein.com/love-retreat.
So that's allowlovein.com/love-retreat. I love it.
A lot of love.
A lot of love. And I want to say, you know, in response to what you were both saying, that, you know, there, it's not finite. You know, there is always room for more love, and there is always room for more gratitude. Consciousness is always expanding. Our consciousness is always expanding. And, you know, I think some people, you know, can we ever love enough? You know, there is always something somewhere in our lives that is pulling us away from that center where there is just that pure, profound experience of interconnectedness, of love, of gratitude, of awareness. And we can always find the space or the time or the, you know, there's always that move back to center, which will show us more. You know, I think you both would agree that it is an infinite well, and it is constantly expanding. And so, you know, to sort of come together in group and with each other, find a way to connect group-wise and move forward in expanding. What does that mean to all of us? And what does it mean to consciousness itself to provide love as a group? I know in meditation, you know, when we're in group meditation, especially at the center, there's something so profound that happens when we connect a group heart or a group mind. It's profound. I'm sure you've both experienced that. Yeah, this idea of group together, huh?
Yeah, I think community is a really special way to experience this type of practice, because it is this really deeply vulnerable experience as we go in and we aim at letting go of the obstacles within us that are blocking us from more love. It can be super intense, as I know all of you guys know. And so having a group, a community, a like-minded consciousness with you through that practice for, you know, 2.5 days, and our whole goal is to focus on facilitating and holding people's hands as they go through that practice. Once again, like I was talking about before, I feel like this is a sacred contract that we're being gifted to be able to be there for people who want to go through that process.
Beautiful. Yeah. I mean, we really just live in such an us versus them culture. And I mean, we're all experiencing it so much as it's an electric and a season of elections. I mean, my goodness, this whole process of, I've never seen such an us versus them mentality, and actually a dogging each other big time. Even the groups that are supposed to be working together are dogging each other within the groups, and then the dogging moves on to the other group, and it's just been a lot of dogging. Not to put down dogs. Tim loves dogs, so I shouldn't be dogs in that light. But how do we do that? You know, I mean, how do we move away? I'm going back to a little bit of life coaching. I'd love it. You know, how do we correct that attitude of, you know, of that it is really not about us versus them? Any insights on how do we remove these barriers? Because essentially we find love there, no?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I tell my clients all the time that, you know, we're all connected, where, you know, there's oneness. And so each person that we experience is a reflection of some aspect of ourselves. And as we learn to be compassionate toward others, we learn to be more compassionate toward ourselves, and vice versa.
Definitely. And what's great about a retreat situation is that you see, you can really try it out. You can test the limits of that. You know, everybody's got their story. Everybody comes to group as a unique individual. And how do we take each of our uniquenesses and allow that energy to become one? How do we see ourselves in each other, but how do we also create a group energy, you know, because really, gosh, we're all in it. I mean, we're one humanity. And until we can learn to sort of see ourselves as that sort of level of intelligence and that sort of level of love, I think those are the big lessons. And that's a big leap that we can all take. Gratitude certainly helps in that, huh?
Absolutely.
I agree. I think something that I find helpful is to remember that whatever we see out in the world, as Nat, you were alluding to there, is a reflection to some sort of energetic signature that we have within ourselves, and not in a negative way or bad way. It's just something we've taken on, some pattern, some idea, some energetic signature that now we're able to see that reflected back to us as, you know, something we don't like or something that we do like. And I think this kind of compassionate approach and non-judgmental approach to getting curious before complaining, I think is a really great tool that I take my clients through a lot, and that's been very helpful to me. Whenever I see something that I kind of innately want to resist, instead of kind of continuing to focus on the resistance piece of it, doing my best to step back and get curious. Why am I resisting that? You know, why does it bother me so much? Why am I want to turn and run in the other direction? Or why does it anger me or frustrate me? And as I start to ask those questions, I'm often given really beautiful answers and insight into kind of, you know, what is the energetic structure within me that is resisting that, and to relax it a little bit. Because I think if we really want healing, a big part of it is this kind of love thy enemies and kind of accept all and really see us as this one humanity that you were saying, Steve.
Yeah, that's such a beautiful way to put it. And I can feel the us versus them dissolving right away when we actually get curious. Because when we get curious, we're actually looking at the whole, which we are a part of. And, you know, one of my other favorite things besides grapefruit and joy is wonder. You know, the word wonder has always been one of my favorite words. I would put it on every t-shirt I own and just walk around with that word wonder across my chest, because wonder really is wonder and joy are so closely connected. As soon as we get curious about the world, it almost seems like consciousness itself starts downloading imagery and thoughts and inspirations and creativity, because this is what we're working with. We are here to consciously move through this world with this sense of curiosity and wonder. And it comes back to what you both have been saying the whole time. A lot of times it's right in front of us. You know, we've just got to learn how to use it, and we've got to add some gratitude, some appreciation, some love into the mix. And then the answers really show up with hopefully the help of some really great coaches who are grounded and insightful. You know, it's an exciting time we live in. And what I've heard throughout this whole conversation is that, you know, we've gone to quite a bit of sort of doctors that are specialty. Everything is specialty, specialty, specialty. And what I hear from you guys is you really are on a journey that is of one of connection, of connecting lots of loose pieces and being able to help people put them together and really appreciate their existence in every way, which is certainly what we try to do at Spirit Fire, you know, making spirituality practical. It sounds like exactly what the two of you are doing. And wow, we're just so excited for the upcoming retreat. It's the first weekend in June. So our listeners, please, you can go to Spirit Fire Radio and you can find out more about Matt and Nat. You can see links to their websites. Guys, I'd love it if just for a minute, each of you would tell just a second about like how listeners can get in touch with each of you. And then we're going to wrap the show up.
Go ahead, Nat.
Okay, so people can reach me by going to my website at allowlovein.com, and they can also find me on Facebook, if you like, and just search for my name.
Wonderful. And very Matt? Nice.
You can go to mattogradycoaching.com. All my social media links are there. And for the book specifically, thelivinggratitudebook.com. Thanks so much, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much.
you.
I've learned a lot, yes. Which is always great. And just to let listeners know as well that, you know, if you go to mattogradycoaching.com, sign up for his newsletter and you get two free chapters of the book. I hope I'm allowed to say that.
Yes, of course.
It's really a great book. So many wonderful tools that I would really say, listeners, check it out and check out the retreat. We would love to have you. If you're in the area, Spirit Fire is in Spirit Fire is
in Massachusetts.
Where do I live? Spirit Fire is in Western Massachusetts, and SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com or SpiritFire.com. Go to our upcoming retreats. Also, Tim, tell a little bit about what's coming up for us next week.
So we've got a living awareness retreat next weekend if anyone's interested in getting a little deeper with our own practice of living awareness. And that you can find more details as well on our upcoming events page on spiritfire.com.
We love to do that, have a retreat at the end of a few rounds. So people who've been doing the practice, they can actually come to Spirit Fire, be in group, in person, and immerse yourself in a whole weekend of every step of the practice. So it'll be fun. And we look forward to seeing you guys in person in a month. And Nat and Matt, it was great to be with you. And thanks so much.
Thank you. We'll see you again next week on Spirit Fire Radio.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern, for your weekly guide to meditation and living with awareness. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover the ways that consciousness is being cultivated in everyday life. Connect to your day in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more about Spirit Fire, visit SpiritFireRadio.com.